USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The president is heading to New York State and New York City today. He should arrive at JFK around lunchtime Eastern, then in White Plains a half hour later. He'll be campaigning and telling folks why he must have a blank check to move forward on the debt deal and budget. At this time, our national debt is roughly 20% higher than our GDP. U.S. officials are bracing for an influx of migrants at the southern border as Title 42 is set to expire tomorrow. Guesstimates are 10 to 13,000 people will cross into the United States illegally in the days ahead. The only tool at Border Patrol's disposal is Title 8 now. Under Title 8, non-citizens who cross the border illegally without a legal basis will be processed for removal. President Biden met yesterday with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, and other congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling after it had been 97 days since he and the Speaker met. Following their meeting, McCarthy claims zero progress was made with the White House.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at. I didn't see any new movement.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, is asking every American to tune in and watch his committee's 9 a.m. Eastern press conference today. Comer says he has evidence of an extensive Biden family influence peddling ring, and it will be presented.
We have evidence that shows that the Biden family was involved in this extensive influence peddling thing, and it wasn't just the president's son. It was the entire family.
New York Republican Representative George Santos has been criminally charged by federal prosecutors. The exact charge is unclear at this hour. Santos, the controversial lawmaker, came under fire for admitting to numerous lies during his 2022 campaign. Santos is expected in court this week, maybe as soon as today. USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
The Environmental Protection Agency is being ordered to regulate a chemical used in rocket fuel that's been found in drinking water.
The chemical is called perchlorate and has been linked to thyroid issues and damaging fetal brain development. In 2020, the Trump administration said there was no meaningful opportunity to address perchlorate, but on Tuesday, a federal court reversed that decision. The EPA says in 2020, anywhere between 26,000 and 620,000 people could have been consuming dangerous levels of the chemical in their drinking water. I'm Skip Kelly.
Canada's government this week expelled a Chinese diplomat who was accused of trying to intimidate a lawmaker who had sponsored a motion that declared Beijing's treatment of Muslim Uyghurs as genocide. The Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister, in a statement, announced the government had declared the Toronto-based diplomat Zhao Wei persona non grata. Hours later, Beijing took retaliatory measures, declaring counsel of the Consulate General of Canada in Shanghai persona non grata and asked her to leave. A place where people turn to find jobs is laying off hundreds of its own employees.
LinkedIn is laying off more than 700 workers worldwide. The popular business social networking platform is getting ready to pull the plug on its China-specific jobs app. The company plans to delete all user data from InCareer by August 9th, but LinkedIn says it will still conduct other business in China. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.